News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
Bring us up to speed with some of the stories you may not yet have seen. We're joined by Barrister Mary Hanafin, herself, of course, a former Fianna Fáil minister. And we start with Jack Chambers saying that the Shared Ireland programmes cannot be used to push the cause of Irish unity. Surely that's the purpose of Shared Ireland programmes.
No, the purpose of the Shared Ireland programme is to make sure that we have cooperation economically and socially. We're bringing people together rather than politically. Because at the end, what's going to happen in relation to Irish unity under the Belfast Agreement, or the Good Friday Agreement, as most of us prefer to call it, is that there would have to be a referendum. There'd have to be a referendum north and south.
Oh, but come on. But all of the Intertrade Irelands and the Tourism Irelands and the Waterways Irelands, they are all a creeping step in that direction, are they not?
They're not even a creeping step. They are massive leaps into getting people to cooperate. I mean, I was Minister for Tourism where Tourism Ireland worked together internationally. It was just fantastic to be able on the same poster to have the Lakes of Killarney and the Giant's Causeway. And to be able to market it that way.
And to find an umbrella to overlap Tourism NI and Bord Fáilte or Fáilte Ireland together and create...
Absolutely. But the same thing is true of the whole arts and culture area, of getting people to tour together, going internationally. Climate action, we cannot do it on our own north or south. We have to be able to do it together.
So Jack Chambers is wrong. It is a push for Irish unity.
What's important is that the political doesn't take over from the social, from the cultural, from the economic, and that we continue to do all of those different strands of it. And I would say, whereas we did point, like I have just done, to Tourism Ireland, we never did it enough. For example, your previous topic in relation to cancer care. Right, an obvious one where we do have some cooperation, but we absolutely do need an awful lot more of it. The island is so small that we can share. I think the government putting money into it is exactly the right thing to do. If people want to politicise it too early, they're actually in danger of damaging the prospects of Irish unity, because a referendum can only take place if the likely majority of votes would express a wish for United Ireland. But if that fails, you can only have another referendum 7 years later. So don't jump the gun too quickly on this one.
And the other thing as well is what Bertie Arnault was maintained, which is there is an awful lot of boring administrative bureaucratic work that needs to be done in lining up how everything would function in a United Ireland. And you need to get all those answers before you go to the two countries.
That's exactly what I'm trying to say there. We can look at the big events, like, as I say, the tourism, the health, the culture, the education. But at the end of the day, there are huge administrative boundaries and big leaps to be taken, particularly in that there's two governments to work with. It's more than just people sitting in an office looking at what is the strategy. You have two governments, and of course you have the main kind of bulk of this is the people of Northern Ireland themselves. What do they want? And it's only when a likely majority of the people of Northern Ireland want it that then you can have that referendum.
What do you think are the prospects?
Oh, I've no doubt it'll happen.
When is the critical thing?
Well, see, for starters, the demographics have changed so much that is now heading towards a situation where you're going to have a majority of nationalists, majority of Catholics who will want a united Ireland. But even for them, it has to be an Ireland in which everybody is comfortable in living, where everybody feels that they are safe, that they are welcome, that they are involved and that they are included. And that's the same of any society.
But that is sooner rather than later. If you were betting, you don't think it is that far into the distance that we may be realistically discussing a referendum?
I wouldn't say 5 years, but you could be talking 10.
Wow. In other news, a Roscommon-born priest is on the verge of sainthood and he has been portrayed in a Hollywood film. This is Father Edward Flanagan, who died in 1948.
Yeah, I must say, I like this story. I mean, an American pope recognising an Irish-American priest. So he was obviously familiar with that story and familiar with the great work that Father Flanagan did. Working on the very basic premise, there was no such thing as a bad boy, boys who got into trouble, boys who were homeless and that. He saw the value in each very one of them. And relevant quote, I suppose, "I do not believe that a child can be reformed by lock and keys and bars, or that fear can ever develop a child's character." And he developed in terrible circumstances in Omaha and Nebraska, where you had the Ku Klux Klan and that a situation where boys got an education. That is the very same principle that's behind the operation of the children's courts here in Ireland today. I have worked in the children's courts with young people as a barrister, and detention is the last resort. Right? That was written into the Children Act, that in fact brought through the Dáil myself when I was Minister for Children. And the whole idea is probation, community service. Where it falls down is we need an awful lot more of the family support. But it's worked on the same basis as Father Flanagan did all those years ago.
Well, all those years ago, of course, is the critical thing, because there was a sort of a, much of that view has become common in the post-Dr. Spock era. But pre-Second World War, there weren't many people who were saying that fear doesn't develop character.
No, I mean, way ahead of his time. It was the time of industrial schools and reformatories, I was going to say, very poor treatment of children, not recognising them as people at all, never mind giving them any respect. I think it's a great advance that he's made them venerable. However, what I would like to see is an Irish woman made a saint. And as a Prez girl, Nan O'Neill brought education to girls all over the world and has never got the recognition. So the Vatican, I think, should maybe take a look at her as well.
She and her bolt of silk. Come here, before you go, I want to put your political hat back on. This time, not the macro, but the micro. Galway County Council is, or Galway City Council, I should say, under fire after spending 900 quid chauffeuring the mayor to and from Dublin Airport so he could go to an African Nations Cup game in, I think, Agadir.
They also paid 120 euro for socks. Now, I actually don't mind the socks, okay? Because you have to bring a gift. They're easy to carry. You can get very nice kind of Irish made culture socks now. So the 120 quid, I will actually put up for the socks as long as they got a lot of socks left and right to be given away as gifts. 900 euro to show for somebody from Galway to Dublin is excessive. They could have used the train. They could have got a car. The mayor of Galway actually does have access to a car. So that's the car that they should have been using. They do recognise that.
What's the train? 30 quid? Return?
Probably, and I don't even know if he's on the free travel. Maybe he is. Maybe,
no,
sorry, I'm probably wronging the man, am I?
No, he's in under that. He's
well,
just
man.
Going by his picture, he's
okay.
Definitely under the wire. Surely that would have set off red flags. Even regardless of the morality of it, you would have thought somebody say, if this ever gets out in an FOI, we'll be castigated.
Yeah, so much of government is governed by what might get out on the FOI. But actually, before, when they were even negotiating the price of it, somebody should have said, we're not going to pay 900 euro to drive a car from Galway to Dublin.
And back. They did get back, at least. In their defence, it was a round trip.
Well, they'd have warm, cuddly socks to wear on the way home, wouldn't they? No.
Mary Hanafin, thank you very much. That is Mary Hanafin, barrister, former Fianna Fáil minister.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.